This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The world is responding as word comes that more than 5,000 people have died in that monster earthquake that pummeled Turkey and Syria. Thousands more have been pulled alive from the debris. Here in the U.S., nearly 100 Los Angeles County firefighters and structural engineers, along with six specially trained dogs, are going to Turkey to help. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
They train as paramedics. They train as rescue specialists. They train right up at our very own Del Valle Regional Training Center up in Santa Clarita. They train tunneling, lifting heavy objects, getting concrete off of people.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue teams are coming from the EU, the US, India, Taiwan, Japan, and many other governments. Russian military units already deployed in Syria are helping clear debris and search for survivors, and additional Russian rescue teams are heading that way. Syria has called for the UN and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, and other aid in the war-torn country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
How do you think things are going here in the U.S.? President Biden will address that question tonight during his State of the Union address. The AP's Donna Warder.
The president is expected to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition before a politically divided Congress. On the eve of the president's address, GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy challenged Biden to come to the negotiating table with House Republicans to cut spending as part of a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Biden has insisted that he won't negotiate on meeting the country's debt obligations.
Somebody won the $754 million Powerball jackpot last night in Washington state. Boeing is cutting 2,000 jobs from its finance and human resources departments. One in five adults expected to bet on Sunday's Super Bowl, that from the gambling industry. This is AP News. The COVID mandate imposed on New York City employees is ending.
The vaccine mandate instituted for NYC workers, which led to the firing of hundreds who declined to get the shots and the subsequent lawsuits by some of them, will end on Friday, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The Democrat says this is the right moment for this decision, with more than 96% of city employees and more than 80% of city residents having received their initial COVID vaccine. City officials say the approximately 1,780 workers who were fired for failing to comply with the vaccine mandate will not get their jobs back automatically, but can apply for positions with their former agencies. The city ended its vaccine requirement for employees of private businesses last November. Julie Walker, New York.
Dell, the computer maker, is announcing it's cutting about 6,600 jobs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.